Hello, and welcome to another Meta Media Group production of On Purpose Magazine, featuring interesting, inspiring, educational, and entertaining stories, discussions, and interviews of purpose, with purpose, on purpose.
Hello, everybody. This is J.W. Najarian with On Purpose Magazine. And today we have a special program for you. We're talking to Claudia Suzanne. She's a ghostwriter, and we're going to be talking today about something that's really exciting. How you doing? First of all, how you doing, Claudia?
I'm doing great. What a great, wonderful day.
Isn't it? It is. It's kind of overcast in Southern California. I think you're in Southern California, too. I'm an overcast, but just like that perfect kind of, high 60s, great weather.
Yes.
I love it. Cool.
I like it this way. I don't mind it being overcast, and if it wants to rain, it's fine with me.
That's great. And you and I are both at our homes, so this is cool. It's on a Sunday. So we're just going to sit down and talk about something that's really exciting to me. I got your letter explaining what you're doing, and I got really excited about this. You're a ghostwriter, first of all. Let me tell everybody, ghostwriting is, as you put it, ghostwriting is a recession-proof and lucrative career. And you know this because you've written, you're a professional ghostwriter, you're recognized as a book industry authority on the subject, you've been teaching about the subject forever, you've ghostwritten and edited over 115 titles in, I could mention them all, but we'd be going crazy. That's, bereavement, addiction, parenting, celebrity, sports, performance, alternative medicines, you name it, you've written on it in some degree or edited it in some degree. And you are, I think, when we spoke before, you told me you have one of the only tech books on the subject. Is that correct?
Yes and no. I have the only textbook on the subject, and I teach the only training program in the world.
And this is what we're talking about today, because you have now hooked up with California State University at Long Beach to teach this ghostwriting course and actually offer a certificate program. Is that correct?
Yeah, the program that I offered, I used to certify people if they finished a class. They attended all the classes, they got all the assignments done, and they did them all correctly, and certain other criteria that they had to adhere to. But now that we're going into Cal State Long Beach, that certification carries a little bit more weight, because it will be certification coming from the third strongest school in the state of California, Cal State Long Beach. And I'm very excited about it. This is really cool. They called me and said, would you bring your class into our program? And I said, absolutely. It's very exciting.
Yeah, well, it's exciting because I know you've been teaching this for a long time, and you have, testimonial-wise, you probably have all kinds of testimonials, because you've had students for, I don't know how many. Have you taught hundreds? I don't even know.
Oh, no. I keep my classes very small, so I've taught dozens. My classes are never more than 3 to 5 people, so that everybody gets personal, on-hand, instruction and help. I do have a teaching assistant now, so we can take more students now that we're going into Cal State Long Beach. We can take more students, and we've done something new this semester. We're doing something new. We're opening up the class to 2 semesters instead of 1. We've been teaching everything shoved into 15 really, really, really intense weeks. But as of this semester, we're going to be spreading it out over 2 semesters. So
you can really get more into detail on each.
Absolutely, and everybody gets a stronger help, and we'll be more accessible to them, and we can. It's really a very much career-launching program. The idea is that when you finish this class, you can go out and land $35,000 gigs, and my students have been going out and landing $35,000 gigs, because so fantastic. I am so proud of them all, and I'm so gratified that what we're doing here is making a difference in people's lives, not just in our students' lives, but also in the lives of the people for whom they're ghostwriting. I mean, it's just a win-win-win.
Right, and the kid, I know the students you've taught in the past have been, these people are sought out for the skills they've learned. Is that true?
Oh, yes. When I first started doing this and I first started offering certification, there was a lot of chatter online about, who are you to offer certification, and, this right. isn't real and all that kind of stuff. But as time has gone on and people have started to notice that certified ghostwriters have a little bit of an edge because they absolutely know what they're doing, and they know the difference between ghostwriting and collaborating. They know how to, you know, do the job without any question. They know how to make deadlines. They know how to take control. They know how to make the client happy. They know how to keep the manuscript in the client's voice. They know how to write the book. They know how to direct them to what to do after they've written the book. They know everything they need to know to be a professional, not a side, you know, this, it's not a side job for my graduates, and it's not a, something they do while they're writing on the side. My grads are professional ghostwriters. They really know what they're doing.
That's it. Let me ask you, if somebody's listening to this and they're really interested in your course, what kind of people should be taking this course? Are these people that have written in the past, have not written before, think they're good writers, know they're good writers? Well, who are you talking about?
Well, basically we're talking about people who want a career writing for a living. It used to be if you wanted a career writing for a living, you became a corporate writer, or you became a journalist, or you did something along those lines. And those jobs are few and far between these days, especially in the journalism world. You know, there are very few magazines and newspapers left, and blogging doesn't pay all that incredibly well.
No.
ghostwriters make their living writing. That's what I do for a living. I write for a living. I get paid to write. My name doesn't go on the book because I'm a ghostwriter, not a collaborator. But the people who want to take this course are those people who love to write, and they want to make their living writing. And that's what I'm offering here, is the opportunity to learn a profession. We are professionalizing this field. That's our long-term goal, and eventually this class is going to be accredited, and you'll be able to get college credit for it. But right now, we're just, you know, just on the beginnings of that. We're still offering you everything you need to know to launch yourself in a new profession, not just get jobs here and there, not just go online and then search through sologig.com and, you know, guru.com and try and come up, you know, outbid the next guy who doesn't know what they're doing any more than you do. We're talking about changing your mindset from being a freelance, I'll do anything for money kind of writer, to being a professional ghostwriter who has a specific set of skills and knowledge base that they can offer themselves as a professional service provider.
We're talking about. I know in the past, I don't know about what you're doing now, but I know in the past you've actually helped your students, past students, get gigs. Is that true?
Oh, I have, yes. And that's still something that we're working on, setting up
a database.
Something a little bit more formal so that
right.
we can do that on a more a steadier basis. But yes, I will help my graduates get gigs if they need help. And if they get that first gig and they want support, you know, getting through that very first gig, which is always a little bit frightening, I'm here for them. And my TAs are here for them, and my entire organization is here for them. So we don't just say, okay, here's your degree, bye. We say,
right.
you know, we're right here. Let us know if you need help.
Right. And we're talking, everybody, to Claudia Suzanne. She's written over 115 titles, and I know what you charge. You're not cheap. You're quite expensive, actually, but you have done you've done a great job, and, you know, I'm sure that you don't even have to put out commercials. All your stuff is word of mouth by now.
It has
been
for quite some time. Yeah. It's been for a long time. But it's always nice to let people know that I exist, and... And I'm still ghostwriting, and I'm not competing with my students because I am a lot more expensive than my graduates. But that's okay because, you know, there's an incredible demographic out there who's looking for ghostwriters. It's just amazing. There's well over 250 million people who want to write a book just in this country alone. Worldwide, that's over 5 billion people. You got to figure that a good, you know, even if it's only 10% of those people who are interested in getting help, that's over, you know, 25 million people. 25 million people. I think there's enough work to go around. I really do.
Oh, yeah. Well, 3 million books come out a year, get published a year. And so it's like that. There's a lot going on. And a lot of people want to write books. There's definitely a market there.
Sadly, those 3 million books that are being put out, are too many of them are not readable, and too many of them will go nowhere, and no one will ever hear about them. You go on Amazon site sometime and try to find the book that's ranked at 1 million. You can't get there. There's no way to get to the lower books, the books that have gone up there. And unless you know that title, excuse me, or the author's name, you can't get there. And those books are just dropped into oblivion. All that hard work, all that heart, all that soul, all that energy, for what? We can help you not go there. I don't like books being consigned to oblivion. It just makes me so sad.
No, absolutely not. So let's talk about this course, because some people are going to listen to this and say, oh, gee, how am I going to get to Long Beach? Is there online for this course?
The course is entirely on the phone. Absolutely.
Nice.
We do this on the phone. We're doing it Saturday morning from 9 to noon Pacific time, which means you can take it at the corresponding time across the country. You can take it in England in the evening. You can take it the next day in Australia. My last semester, I had a student in Switzerland who made it to every single class. Because I said I would teach it for her at a different time so that it was more convenient for her. She said no, she wanted the camaraderie of the students. It's a wonderfully fun class. I do expect class participation. We have new tech coming this semester from Cal State Long Beach, so everybody will be able to see what's on my screen, and everybody will be able to follow what I'm talking about, and everybody will be able to participate, and it's all very live. Plus, I record the session so you can go back and listen to it, because it's a lot of material very quickly, and it's stuff you've never heard before.
Well, let's talk about some of the things that people will learn with this course.
Okay.
I know you have a list. I'm looking at a list on, if you go to, it's a long, if you look at the page where you're listening to this podcast, I'll put the course information there. Because it's you have to actually go to California State University Long Beach site, and the URL has numbers and IDs and all kinds of crap in it. So, but it starts out with advantages of ghostwriting as a career, as a service for authors, ghosting versus collaborating and co-authoring. Can you tell me more about those and other things they're going to learn?
Yeah, well, they're going to learn the difference between collaborating and ghostwriting, which is a major concept to get down under your hands. Going to learn the scope and limitations of ghostwriting and how to flip your head around so that you're thinking like a ghostwriter, not like a collaborator, and not like a writer or an author. That's a big deal. And it's probably going to take all semester to do, because it's an enormous head change. You're going to learn how to do probably the most important thing that you'll ever learn to do, which is an A&R, an analysis and recommendations, because it's the soul of how you're going to A, figure out what you're doing with the manuscript, and B, figure out how to tell the client what you want to do with the manuscript, and C, demonstrate your expertise, and did I get to D yet? I'm going to get to D right now. And D, close the deal. It's an amazingly important tool, and I will teach it to you for nonfiction this first semester, how to do an A&R, how to find the gold in any manuscript, because it's always there. Even if you think there's just nothing worthwhile in a manuscript, trust me, I can show you how to find what's fantastic about a manuscript. I can show you how to figure out where a manuscript belongs, where a book's going to belong in the marketplace, because if so many authors have no idea how to even position their books once they have finished them. It's heartbreaking. It really is. You see them put the books up and they don't even know the right keywords to add to it or the right categories to put it under. And when they're trying to sell it, in fact, I just ran into this yesterday, when they're trying to sell it to the industry at large, when they're trying to get an agent or a publisher, they don't even know the correct way of going about doing it, because they're using old ideas and old materials from, established long-term providers like Writer's Digest and I can't even think of who else. But the industry has changed radically. You really have to be up to date with what the industry wants, what agents really expect from you, what publishers really expect from you, and it's easy to do if you know what you're doing. I'm going to teach ghostwriters, my ghostwriting students, how to do a substantive edit, which nobody else in the world teaches, but I will teach you a very easy, very succinct way to substantively edit or substantively edit, depending on what part of the country you come from, content edit if you come from the South, any nonfiction manuscript, no matter what condition it's in, how to figure out how to put it together, how to figure out the best way to format it and the template to put it into. I'm going to teach you how to ghostwrite that manuscript, make it better, take it from scratch, even if there's nothing written down, how to do the interviews, how to put it all together. I'll teach you every step by step, everything you need to do in order to do the job, in order to get the job, in order to write an equitable contract, in order to troubleshoot anything that comes up, and in order to move on and build a career. That's what this course is about.
That's incredible. And there's one thing you didn't mention, which is something that you do very well. You once said to me, and I took you up on this, give me 90 minutes with anybody and I'll tell them what their book should be.
Yes.
And I know that I have a story in me. We've talked about this before. Obviously, you gave me 90 minutes. You were nice enough to prove it to me. You gave me 90 minutes, and when you were done with me, I knew that the book that you said I needed to write was the book I needed to write. And before that, I was ADHD with all the different stories in my head and what my book should be or what it would look like or what is the story I'm writing. I know I have one. I have several, but what should it be? And you pinpointed that. Actually, in less than 90 minutes, to be honest with you. You pinpointed
that. Well, but I was eating at the time.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was incredible advantage that you gave me to be able to get this. And do you train people how to do that also?
You know what? It's part of the ghostwriting perspective, and that's what I was talking about when I mean you have to flip your head around from being a writer or being an author to being a ghostwriter. When you're look at the world from a ghostwriting perspective, you see possibilities, you see connections, you see how to, it's almost like playing chess, although I don't play chess very well, but you see those different combinations of things and they just kind of pop out at you. You can't help it because it's what you do, it's what we work with all day long. That material, those ideas, those stories, you figure out how to make it work. It just happens. It's part of the ghostwriting perspective. So yeah,
right.
I guess I do teach that.
That's great. And I heard in there that you also teach things like the publishing options, and industry stuff, so that's really important too because, you know, people think the hard part is writing the book. Well, with a ghostwriter, you're going to get that done. The next hardest part is getting it published and getting it published correctly. As you know, you were talking about the industry changing. You know, the next question you're asked is, should I do this publish on demand thing? Should I self-publish? If I'm not going to self-publish, how am I going to get somebody to look at me, and should I be going with a house or not? Those kind of questions are very important questions about how you move along after you get the book written. Are they not?
Oh, absolutely. And there are so many myths and so much disinformation and misinformation all over the internet because people forget that most information that you get on somebody's site, especially if it's a company site or even an individual site, is spun to pitch what that site is selling. So it's going to put everything else down and you know, accentuate all of the positives of what they have to offer.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much information that's so misleading out there. You can get discouraged easily. You can get the wrong idea easily. You can think, oh, I can just do this and just do that. I've had so many people say to me, oh, I'm just going to put it on Amazon and I'm going to do a create space book and I'm going to Kindle it and, you know, it's going to go viral. I love that. It's going to go viral all by itself as if it's some kind of a flu bug that's being passed around in a crowd. But it doesn't work that way because you have to remember something about flu bugs. If you want to pass them around in the crowd, you have to have the crowd first.
We tell that On Purpose Magazine talks to people about that all the time. Our favorite saying is, you build it, they will not come. You write
That's
it, they will not read it.
No.
You really need it. There's so much more to the marketing and promotional area than that. And I know that you help with the publishing side. Do you also help with promotion afterwards, or what do we?
Well, because, you know, I wrote a book called This Business of Books, and the fourth edition went worldwide all by itself. That did go viral without my help, but that's because it was unusual, and it took a long time for it to go worldwide. I'm now working on the fifth edition, and the reason I'm doing a fifth edition is because there's so much I want to share about what to do with your book, how to market it, how to promote it, how to advertise it, how to sell it. Notice I said those four different things. Here's a fifth one, how to distribute it. Those are five different separate things. And people don't understand. It's not just publishing. Publishing just means, you know, putting it in final form so that someone can read it. But then you have to do all the other things. You have to just get it into people's heads. You have to get the buzz out there. You have to make sure it's placed in the right, you know, categories. You have to, it's a big, big undertaking. In fact, it's several people's full-time jobs.
Claudia, I'm going to have you back to talk about that in the future, because we're going to veer off into that, because I got a zillion questions to ask you in that particular genre of the writing industry and books and promotion and all that. But I want to go back to your ghostwriting certificate program. This is now being held at California State University, Long Beach. It's online. It's on the phone. So you can do this anywhere in the world, as you said, Claudia. Anywhere in the world, you can take this course and get a certificate in. And if you are looking, there's tons of writers out there, I know this, that they've realized that if you're going to write, that you're not going to probably make very much money. You're going to have to do it for the love of writing. But this is a way, ghostwriting is a way, to actually have a career where you get paid to write for a living, and in many different genres of writing.
Absolutely.
Yes.
The average ghostwriter, the average professional ghostwriter makes anywhere from $75,000 to $150,000 a year, year in and year out.
Right. If you and would you rather be certified, right?
Yes. Well, let me rephrase
and
that.
On a
the
list
average
of...
certified ghostwriter... or experienced ghostwriter makes between $75,000 and $150,000 a year. And I just give you everything, I give you soup to nuts, everything you need to know to go do exactly that.
Well, that's wonderful. Let's. I'm going to end on that note. Everybody, how can we get a hold of you to get, because this URL for the Long Beach thing is too long to read out here. Can they go to your site, Claudia, and click on that somewhere?
They can go to my site. They can go to... you know what? All they have to do is go to http://ccpe.csulb.edu, which is a College of Continuing and Professional Education at Cal State University, Long Beach, .edu, and type in ghostwriting, and I'm the only course there because I'm the only course anywhere.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so you got it. It was www.ccpe.edu. CSULB.edu and search for ghostwriting and you'll come up with her course. And I will have links on this page here at On Purpose Magazine. So go at On Purpose Magazine. You're probably on the page now if you're listening to this. If you're hearing this on iTunes, just go over to On Purpose Magazine and search for Claudia Suzanne or search on ghostwriting and this will come right up and you'll be able to hit all the links and see all the pictures and check out links to Claudia's site and get her bio and all that kind of stuff to find out who she is. She's an amazing and probably one of the most prolific ghostwriters in the world, writing one of the only major books on ghostwriting, and she's been teaching this course for a few years now. You've got quite a few students out there and writers making a living, so you're the perfect person to teach this course, and I'm so excited for you now that you're hooked up with the California State University.
Thank you, J.W., and thank you for having me on again. It's always such a great time talking to you.
And I'm going to pull you back sometime. We're going to get back together because I really want to get into this promotional thing. It's the most, people think it's hard writing. You make that easy. People think it's hard publishing. You can tell people how to make sure that you're published correctly. The hardest part, I think you're only about 10% down your journey. The promotional and marketing of your book is extremely important in my mind. Would you agree?
The most important part.
Okay.
The most important part.
So I'd love to get you back on to talk about that at another time.
Happy to. Anytime.
Very good.
Thank you, JW.
Oh, thank you. Everybody, this is J.W. Najarian with On Purpose Magazine, and we're speaking to Claudia Suzanne, one of the world's most prolific ghostwriters and expert in ghostwriting. Come check out her course. When does it start? I should ask you real quick.
February 16th.
February 16th. And you can go to the California State University site at Long Beach and go check it out. Thank you so much, Claudia.
Thank you.
Everybody
Bye-bye.
Have a great day and a better tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to our Meta Media Group production of On Purpose Magazine. You can find On Purpose Magazine at onpurposemagazine.com. On Purpose Magazine and JW On Purpose is the property and is a trademark of Meta Media Group, and this audio is copyright 2012, and all rights are reserved.